Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today, we're doing something a little different, taking a deep dive into a really tiny, but quite wonderful source.
It's a children's short story. Seems simple, maybe, but actually, it's packed with some pretty big ideas.
It really is. We're floating way up high above a place called Winter Hollow to look closely at the snowflake that didn't match.
And our mission today, well, it's to explore this sweet story about being different. We want to unpack the lovely lessons it holds about, you know, accepting yourself and seeing how unique things are often the most special.
Exactly. The story starts by showing us what most snowflakes are like. They're described as elegant stars.
Shimmering diamonds. Perfect winter lace. Very fancy. Very symmetrical.
Right. They all kind of match this perfect idea. But the snowflake we're focusing on, well, he's not like that. Not at all.
Which is where the whole story kicks off, really. This idea of a standard and then someone who just doesn't fit it.
Okay, let's unpack this. Little Snowflake. So our main character is this little snowflake called Freckles. And he is, well, he's just built differently.
The story tells us he has these tiny kind of lopsided swirls.
Yeah, and curly edges. Not straight and perfect.
Yeah.
And the big thing, he has this one funny dot right in the middle.
A dot. So, you know, compared to the perfect winter lace, he's definitely unique. Some might even say flawed, at least in that first environment.
And that environment is called Cloud 9 3/4, which is a fun name.
It is. Yeah. But up there on that cloud, his differences cause a bit of trouble for him.
Wrong.
While the other snowflakes are doing these graceful twirls.
Freckles is kind of clumsy. He spins around in circles, not quite getting the hang of it.
And there's this funny little bit where he's trying so hard, but accidentally bonks right into a goose flying past.
Oh, dear. So he's not quite fitting in with the smooth, elegant crowd up there.
Not at all.
Oh.
And the other snowflakes, the fancy ones, they notice. They whisper about him.
What do they say?
Well, things like snowflakes are supposed to be perfect and symmetrical, you know, the standard they all aspire to.
And Freckles is.
He's so different. Yep. And they don't mean it in a nice way, at least not then. It's more like he doesn't belong.
Oh, and that must feel awful. So what does Freckles do? Does he try to change?
He does. He really tries. The story says he drooped, trying to make himself look like the others.
Like trying to push his curly edges straight.
Exactly. And hide that silly dot. He's trying so hard to just blend in, to match.
Oh, that's tough. Trying to hide who you really are, does it work?
Well, that's the thing. He tries, but poof. The story says he bounced right back into his wiggly shape again.
Poof. So he can't change his shape.
Nope. It seems like his unique shape, his swirls, and his dot, that's just fundamentally him. He can't force himself to be something he's not, no matter how much the others whisper.
So he's stuck feeling different and probably a bit sad up there on the cloud.
Pretty much. He can't hide, but he feels judged for being visible. But then something changes.
Ah, okay. What happens?
The wind starts to blow, and it calls out something really important.
What does it say?
It calls, "Snowflakes, it's time. Down to Earth."
Oh, so they're leaving the cloud.
Yes. This is a big turning point. They all start to float down, 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 down.
Down to a place called Maple Hollow. And it sounds like a lovely place.
It does. They float softly down, landing gently on things like warm scarves and hats and kids' mittens.
And there are children there. The story says they were squealing with joy. They're happy to see the snow.
Mm-hmm. So the whole feeling changes. Mm. Up on the cloud, it was about being perfect and symmetrical. Down on Earth, with the children, it seems to be about joy. Fun.
And this is where Freckles has his big moment, right?
Absolutely. He floats down, maybe still feeling a bit wobbly and different.
And he lands where?
He lands right on the bright red mitten of a little girl named Mia. She'd stuck her tongue out to catch a snowflake, but caught Freckles on her mitten instead, without even knowing it was him at first.
And what does Mia do? Does she think he's weird?
No. That's the amazing part. She looks closely at him on her mitten. She gasps. And then she says something incredible.
Tell us.
She says, "Look at this one. He's different. He's perfect."
Wow. Different and perfect at the same time.
Exactly. For Mia, the fact that he was different with his swirls and his dot, that's what made him perfect to her. It wasn't a flaw anymore.
That's a huge shift from what the fancy snowflakes thought.
It really is. The definition of perfect completely changed the moment he reached the children. It wasn't about matching anymore. It was about being unique and interesting.
And how does Freckles react, hearing someone call him perfect?
Oh, it's wonderful. The story says he sparkled brighter than he ever had.
So being seen and liked for who he truly was made him literally shine more.
That's how the story puts it. It's like, when someone appreciates your true self, you just, well, you light up, don't you?
Yeah.
His sparkle came from being accepted, curls, dot and all.
That's lovely. So his supposed flaw became the very thing that made him beautiful to Mia.
Mm-hmm. Which makes you wonder, doesn't it? Why was something seen as wrong up high, suddenly so right down below? What changed?
Well, the audience changed, right? The fancy snowflakes had one idea of good, but the children had a completely different one.
Precisely. It raises that interesting question about who gets to decide what's good or perfect.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because it wasn't just Mia, was it? Did other kids see freckles?
Yes. The other children gathered around Mia's mitten to see this special snowflake.
And what did they think? Did they agree with Mia?
They did. And they didn't compare him to the perfect stars either. They used really fun, happy words.
Like what?
Well, one child said, "That one looks like a tiny snow cookie."
A snow cookie, I love that. Much friendlier than imperfect star.
Right. And another one said, "He has curly edges like hot chocolate steam."
Oh, that's so imaginative, connecting his shape to something warm and comforting.
Exactly. And another just said simply, "He's special." Not different bad, but different special.
So the kids totally got it. They loved his uniqueness.
They really did. And you know who was watching all this?
Let me guess. The fancy snowflakes. Still floating down.
You got it. They saw the children getting excited. Not about the perfectly symmetrical ones, but about freckles. And maybe other unique ones, too. The swirly ones, the curvy ones.
The ones that look like dancing doodles, as the story says.
Mm-hmm. The fancy snowflakes were surprised. They realized that down here on Earth, with the children, being different was actually popular. It was celebrated.
So they learned something too, maybe, that their rules on Cloud 9 3/4 weren't the only rules.
I think so. It suggests that maybe their focus on perfect symmetry was a bit narrow. They missed the joy that comes from variety, from the unexpected shapes.
And what about Freckles? How did he feel at the end?
Oh, he was so happy. The story says he giggled. He finally understood.
Understood what?
That being different wasn't bad. It wasn't something he needed to hide or fix. It was actually the best part about him. It was something to celebrate.
He found his place, not by changing himself, but by finding the people who loved him just the way he was.
Exactly. And that's really the heart of it, isn't it? The big lesson the story wants to share.
What would you say that core lesson is, especially for, you know, the kids listening?
Well, the story itself helps us here. It basically says that everyone is unique, like snowflakes. And those differences, the swirls and dots and curls, they're what make the world magical and interesting and beautiful.
So it's good to be different.
It's more than good. It's wonderful. The story leaves us with this powerful idea. You don't have to match to matter.
You don't have to match to matter. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And it adds, being yourself is what makes you shine brightest. Just like Freckles sparkled more when Mia called him perfect because he was different.
So Freckles started out feeling like a mistake, like he didn't fit the mold up on the cloud.
Right. He was trying to squash his curls, hide his dot, be like everyone else.
But by the end, he was the star of the show. The most celebrated snowflake in Maple Hollow, precisely because he wasn't like the others.
It shows that real beauty, the kind people truly connect with, isn't always about being the same or perfect by some standard. It's in all the unique shapes and sparkles. Every single one.
So what does this all mean?
Well, I think it really highlights something important. We have these ideas sometimes, maybe from school or from what we see others doing, about the right way to be. Like the fancy snowflakes thinking symmetry was everything.
Yeah, those internal standards we measure ourselves against.
Exactly. And trying to meet those can make us feel, well, kind of anxious. Or like we need to hide parts of ourselves, just like Freckles tried to hide his dot.
But then Freckles landed in a place where being unique, being novel, was actually celebrated. Mia and the kids didn't want another perfect star. They loved the snow cookie.
Mm-hmm. That external validation, people appreciating you for you, it made him shine. The story suggests that always trying to be perfect and symmetrical might mean you miss out on the joy of being a unique dancing doodle.
So the final thought for you listening might be this?
Think about freckles. Sometimes we feel pressure to smooth out our own unique edges, our own dots or swirls, to fit in or meet some standard.
Yeah, to be the perfect star.
But maybe, just maybe, like freckles, embracing those things that make you different, being the snow cookie instead of the star, is exactly what will help you connect with others and truly, truly shine your brightest. Where in your life could being uniquely you make the biggest sparkle?